thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Time now to check in with Blind Dave. Dave Healy joins us now. It's normally the summer or the spring we think about going out on a bike, but Dave has been out already. Was it yesterday?
Yeah. First time, to be honest with you, mate, because of doing all sorts of things, you know, work and training for other things. Alcatraz last year. Last time I sat on the bike was actually in San Francisco. Oh, tell a lie. It was the children in need bike ride. But other than that, I haven't been on my bike. And we've got a big challenge coming up in April, allied to what we're doing through the year. So we had to get out yesterday. My mate says, how far do you want to go? I says, I don't really mind. Because he's telling me legs I'm worried about. Getting back on the bike, Simon. It's my my rear anatomy that is in question.
And we should say it's a tandem. You're not just going out cycling blind.
No. It was on the tandem, and two of us. And I mean, anybody listening, you know, who's been on a tandem will appreciate the fact that it's sort of different to getting on a single bike, because when you hit a hill on a single bike, you're up in the pedals and you're off the saddle and whatever. With a tandem, you know, unless you've been riding for hundreds of thousands of years and you know each other right, you just can't get out the saddle. So it's all about sitting. And after a while, and sorry, I don't know why I let myself do it again. You know, last year I thought, no, twice a week I ought to do the turbo. It just keeps your backside sort of hardened off to it. But I didn't, did I?
Yes.
But you can't get out the saddle on a tandem, and you're permanently in it, so to speak. So, you know, you're always bouncing and whatnot. So it just takes a couple of weeks to sort of get back into the rhythm of it. And once I clear that little bit out of the way, the rest of it ain't too bad.
Yeah, well, I hope to be joining you soon as well. Well, literally, but back out on the bike this year, because I didn't really get that much done last year. One thing and another. And it's always daunting. You know, I always go from year to year. Not year to year, year to year. Wondering whether my sight's going to be good enough this time around. So, you know, it takes a bit to get confident again.
Well, I think you're right. And, you know, you saying that about sight. Coming off the subject of, but staying on the subject of tandems. Me and Steve, and we do a lot of riding together on the bike. We were talking yesterday because, you know, we were sort of discussing different people who have been on the front from time to time. And I said, no, because me and Steve have got sort of things wrong. I mean, my tandem's adapted for me because I've got the gears on the back, which makes communication very, very key. But I think the art to a tandem, and, you know, and it's the same with running when I've got a guide, the art is communication. He's talking all the while. Steve's forever sort of saying, you know, left arm out, right arm out. So, you know, we're communicating with traffic. We're telling cars that we're going to turn whatever way we're going to turn. But he's also telling me that we're turning, so I'm ready for the turn. And it's all about hills up, hills down, traffic lights green, red, pedestrians, you know, all the rest of it. We're always talking. And that's what I like about the bike. I enjoy it because I'm a big part of it. I'm not just sitting on the back like a saddlebag, pedalling away, and you know what I mean? So I truly enjoy it because changing up, changing down. I've got the drag gear brake on the back, and he'll tell me from time to time, touch it. So we're always working together, and it's great to think that you're part of a team, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny. I was chatting with Maria Johnson, the girl gone blind. She's a great inspiration over there in California, and great friends with Jill Barkley on the Morning Mix.
Yeah.
And she was out in a tandem, I think a week ago, the first time, and she's only lost her sight fairly recently.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, it's the adjustment of getting back, and it's a way of getting out if you can't see, but building up your confidence and stuff like that is, well, you know, it can take a while, can't it?
Well, that is the problem. It is all about building confidences and putting trust into other people, because, unfortunately, not seeing, you have to trust people. And that is what it's all about. But there's people you can trust and you keep going, and there's some people you're a little bit like sort of hesitant. I mean, even now, you know, I run with some folk and I think, hang on a minute, you're not sort of realising who you've got on the end of that cord. It's a blind bloke. You know, you've got to start telling me. But the other guys and stuff, but it is. But once you get good guides, tandem or running, or swimming for that matter, you know, it's great. Because you do, you put your trust into them, but you relax, Simon. And that's when you start enjoying things, because can relax, that means that you are trusting them implicitly. And off you go. You know, but it's all communication, okay?
I think it must be quite something, because obviously I've got good peripheral vision. And I can see, obviously, or I wouldn't attempt it. But yeah. I think doing it when you're totally blind, I can't. I just think that would be terrifying when you know, you're just trusting in somebody else's eyesight and just rushing headlong.
Well, you know what? I don't think about it now. But I'm guessing when I went back to when we first kicked off, yeah, I was, I guess, slightly hesitant, because you are thinking, hang on a minute, do these people really like me? Because we could be tearing down this street and it might be somebody, you know, wrap me around a lamppost. But no, you know, I mean, everybody's different. I was fortunate that, you know, when I started running, I'd been walking a few years with a guide dog, so I'd got trust in that respect. People, friends, mates, we're all of the same ilk. And yet, that was the confidence that I'd got. But some people who, you know, suddenly, like that lady you've just mentioned, go blind recently, they've got to build the confidence up again because they are now blind and they've got to rely. So everybody's got that different confidence level, haven't they? That different aspect on, can I do this? Can I do it? Oh, do I want to do it? You know, and it takes a while, but my hat goes off to every single blind person who's prepared to do it, to get out there and have a run, have a jog, have a ride. And then my hat also goes off to the dedicated guides who are prepared to unselfishly tether themselves to you or sit on the front of that bike and give you the opportunity to actually get out there. So it works both ways, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And the other thing, if you're thinking about cycling, because it's a way of getting out on the road, if you don't have sight enough to cycle yourself for tandeming, it's important to get the bike right as well, isn't it, for you?
Yeah. I mean, as I said, we've adapted a bike to tandem and had the gears on the back, and everybody told us, no, don't do it. We've done it and it's worked for us. I'm not saying it's going to work for everybody else, but we've done it and it's worked for us. But yeah, you need to get the bike right, you know. I mean, it's all right buying a tandem, sitting on it and, you know, you're touching the pedals of your tiptoes. Get it sized. Go to a bike shop, get it a place you buy it from and say, look, you know, would somebody be prepared? And the two of you are there. And, you know, your saddle's the right height, your handlebars are the right height. You can have little adaption pieces to bring handlebars in, out, up and down. Make sure that you are comfortable whilst leaning against the wall or the fence, you know, while you're sitting there ready to go. Because once you're on the road then, it makes life a lot easier and a lot more enjoyable.
And if you're, you know, you want to do that, get some advice from a local cycling club. It might be even just a place to start. And, you know, you can get a lot of help and support from
You can indeed. And I find, like, running, cycling is the same. You get onto a good club and the camaraderie and amongst the riders is fantastic. And they do want to help. And sometimes you find that there's riders out there who would like a trial on the front of that tandem with you. And they're just a little bit frightened to say, can I be a part of it with you? But, you know, if you're in the midst of them and suddenly somebody will say, hey, I wouldn't mind going on the front with you. Next thing you know, you've got a great partnership and you're off doing everything, you know.
I was thinking that we could get a rickshaw and you could lead me about. That's the wrong way around, isn't it?
Well, the only problem I got with that rickshaw bit, Si, is number one, you're probably a lot heavier than me. And number two, I don't know whether I could trust your left and right. Because if we're going to hit something or there's a big curve, I'm the one at the front that's going to catch it first.
Yeah, and then you're going to catch it second when I land on you.
Well, that's what I was thinking. But if we could get a rickshaw that is the opposite way around, you on the front like a wheelbarrow, I reckon you'd get your left and right correct.
Yeah, well, if I'm in the back, you'll be off the ground at the front. We won't go anywhere.
Well, that's very true, yeah, because there's a bit of weight factor, you know, dependent there. I could have some bricks at the front and hold it down, you know what I mean?
Now, if you'd like to keep up with Dave and you're on social media, it's easy to do, isn't it?
Yeah. Website is Blind Dave Healy, H-E-E-L-Y, blinddavehealy.co.uk, Blind Dave Healy on Facebook and at Blind Dave Healy on Twitter. I'm on Instagram now, but I don't know the rules and regulations on that. I ain't got a clue what you say. Is it Instagram? I don't know.
You're asking me for?
I haven't got a clue, mate. Well, you're my technical advisor. I'll have to ask the kids. They put me on it, and I'll say, what do I know?
Yeah,
but also, this year's challenge is hopefully going to be kicking off, not hopefully, it will kick off in April with a bike ride and then a series of runs across the country, the world. Anybody that's got an extra quid in the pocket who wants to donate, justgiving.com/blinddave Great Run Series 2017. All donations gratefully accepted.
And it's on behalf of the Albion Foundation. Dave, as always, always great to chat with you. You're an inspiration, and we will catch up with you next week.
Thank you very much, Si. I'm now going to get on with fitting the lock in the door.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.